all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And I have a whole slew of them for Valentine's Day today, Raven.
I'm ready.
If you give a box of chocolate to your loved one, but then you eat a few before you give it to them, that's all I need to know about you.
Before you even put it on the counter, before it's presented to them?
Yep.
Yeah, that's bad.
I almost did that, to be honest. I really, really wanted them, but I said I have to wait until I get
I mean, they're sealed
first.
In plastic.
I know.
If you leave them sealed, it would be less tempting, I would imagine.
Yeah, but they're sitting there, and, like, he's working late, and, yeah, but I refrained.
Okay.
If you plan to just text Happy Valentine's Day to anyone you're romantically linked to, but that's it, and you leave them hanging, that's all I need to know about you. I have girlfriends that go through this every year, and it always makes me sad. You know, like, when you're in limbo with somebody, you're kind of dating them, but it's not really serious.
Right.
And then they just send you a Happy Valentine's Day text, and that's it, and you don't know what that means. It stinks.
It doesn't mean anything.
What does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean
you like me? You don't like me? You want to take this to the next level? You don't want to take this to the next level? Nothing?
You're still looking for an answer? I don't have an answer. I mean, for every person, it's going to be different.
That's all I need to know about you. Don't put your girl in that situation.
You're looking at me like it's code that has to be cracked.
Okay. Here's my last one. If you skimp out tonight on the tip for the waiter or waitress because you think everything is overpriced anyway and you're mad about it, that's all I need to know about you.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Consider the
hierarchy of how these things work that has nothing to do with one, has nothing to do with the other. What you spent, what you bought is what they're going to have to pay taxes on when they ring out at the end of the night. That's what they're going to be judged against. So make sure you tip well, people.
Over the last weekend, I was out to dinner and like I couldn't help but listen to the people sitting next to me to the left.
Right.
And the guy was saying, he's like, I don't understand why I have to leave her 20% when everything is so expensive anyway and she doesn't even run her own food.
Doesn't have anything to
do
with it.
And I was like, what? She's just trying to make a living. Like, relax.
If you run into somebody that you haven't seen in a long time and the oddness of the moment chooses, you go with a choice to either go, hello, or ignore that person. That's all I need to know about you. I was so struck yesterday. I stopped at a store and anyway, I'm going to the register, finished my stuff, forgot one thing, said, hey, can I leave the cart here? I'm going to go back and check for something else. I went back, looked for something else. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, wasn't there. I come back up, and the people that are at the counter right there, the woman turns around right when I'm about 3-4 feet from her, and I swear to you, I know this person. I swear to you, like, this is somebody related to my family that I haven't seen in a while. Not through my efforts, surprisingly so. I've been calling this person, and we saw each other right in the face. I'm virtually positive it was them, and they didn't say anything. And I'm thinking to myself, I nodded, I smiled, I said hello. This person said nothing back. I left, and then they didn't leave the store despite the fact that they were at the register for like 5 minutes. Is this person avoiding me? After I became convinced that it was actually that person. You know when you haven't seen somebody for a while
maybe
and you're like, was that them? Was it not them?
Maybe she didn't recognize it was you.
I don't know, man. I'm calling today and going, hey, was that you I saw?
It's so weird.
We'll see what the follow-up is.
That's awkward.
It was awkward.
Maybe, I mean, especially if she doesn't recognize your face, she definitely doesn't recognize your voice. It's pretty distinct.
Right? And I was thinking to myself, I haven't seen this person in so long. I was like, is that them? Is it not them?
But maybe it wasn't them.
Maybe not, but
1-800-330-9999. You fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You know how it goes. You and your significant other, you're dating, everything is happy, and all of a sudden, you break up.
Oh, man, when love is young and fresh, everything's exciting. Every song on the radio is made for you. Every bird that's singing, that type of thing. And then when you break up, the whole world is laughing at your misery.
Oh, Tina Raven, that happens. There's that one song. It's your song, right? It's a song. It's your song. It was made for you guys. It's your song for your love. And then you break up and you can never hear that song again. Because when you hear that song, it makes you so sad.
Takes you right back to the moment. Whether it's your shortcomings, their failures, whatever it may be, it takes you there. It makes it fresh. It's salt on the wound.
What's your ex Valentine's Day playlist? That song that you can never listen to because whenever you do, it reminds you of that person that you loved at one time, but now, nope, that is no more.
Give you my example, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because you know now that I have hardened my heart. I'm cold. I'm jaded. It's a black space in my chest, basically, at this point. And that all happened after ninth grade. We weren't dating. We weren't together. But that one magical night at that school event, we met where different schools come together for competition. We danced. We kissed. I didn't even know if you had a boyfriend. Yeah,
And now whenever you hear this song, you think of her?
Oh, when Taylor Dayne comes on, I just can't handle it, man. I'm a blubbering mess.
It's a rough breakup.
Oh, there was that other song, I Always Love You Too, from Taylor Dayne. I feel like Taylor Dayne broke up every other week. Like, it was just whatever I was going through, mm-hmm. and it was painful at the time, Anna Zemp.
Yeah.
Taylor Dayne's going through worse.
That's true.
Taylor Dayne is going through worse in some studio somewhere.
I only had one real breakup that like, before I got married.
Well, you've been
married
since you were 12.
Yeah, I mean, I met my husband, we were like 19 or 20, but I remember I was like 17.
Right.
And this was our song. This song was meant for us.
Oh, when you come crash. Oh, if I was your parents, I would not have approved of that song.
Not
that
only.
Is about exploring your sexuality as young people in love.
I mean, when you're 17 years old, it's Dave Matthews Band, and we would go see Dave Matthews all the time. Like, we would take road trips, and we'd see. Not only does that song ruin for me,
yeah.
I don't ever want to hear Dave Matthews.
You can't
Band
ever go
again.
To. A, you don't ever want a grilled cheese made out the side of a van ever again in your life.
I don't ever want to see Dave Matthews Band perform live.
I'm with you.
I don't want to hear Ants Marching.
Yeah.
I'm done with Dave Matthews because of that breakup.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah.
Here's one. This one wasn't even my relationship.
And this is how you remind me.
Oh, gosh.
Listen. This is how I want to clarify. It's really easy to pick on Nickelback because they're Canadian and nice and they had a lot of songs. But this time it's for real. Like, that song, it wasn't my breakup. It was my friend's breakup. And he used to play that song like 17 times a day while he was happy, trying to remember happy times with that person. When he was sad and he wanted to snivel and cry. This is a grown man. He was in his mid-20s.
And he's just listening to that song on repeat.
They weren't going to be married or anything like that. It was just terrible. And it was the dead of winter, man. I don't know. These songs are just worse in the wintertime.
Yeah, when it's cold out. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's that one song you can't listen to because of your ex? Here's the thing about love songs. They're great until you break up with that person.
Right. When you're in love, oh, they're good.
You have that song that it's your song. Whenever you hear it, you smile at each other and you know that that is your song. Then you break up and you hate that song.
Right.
And every time that you hear it, it makes you cringe inside and die a little bit more.
You want to scream, the windows are rolled down, and you're bawling at a red light. People don't know what's going on. It's because this song is on the radio.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's your breakup song? We got a message on our Facebook page. This one.
Has someone been more?
Nat King Cole is classic, though.
Unforgettable.
It was her wedding song. I feel like that's got to be tough. You can never want to hear your wedding song again.
Here's the thing, all right? You know, you pick a timeless song, it's going to pop up at every wedding you go at from now until the end of time.
Doesn't mean you're not going to cringe every time you hear it.
That's true. Maybe you should have chose a worse song for your wedding. Something that wouldn't stand up over time. Chumbawamba Tub Thumper.
Oh, ours was, my husband and I's wedding song was Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi, which thank goodness, because God forbid somebody ruined Bon Jovi for me.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. What's that song that you can't listen to anymore because of your ex? All about love on Valentine's Day, but when it comes to love songs, they're the ones every time you hear them, you smile, but every once in a while, one will come on and you'll cringe and die a little bit inside because it used to be your song with somebody, but then you broke up and now you can't listen to it anymore.
Little Mel from fourth grade, all right? I know, Melanie, you broke my heart, all right? You shouldn't have done that. Silk Freak Me? Seemed inappropriate for fourth grade, and now we know why all these years later.
It's Anna and Raven. What's the one song you can't listen to because of your ex? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
REO Speedwagon, heard it from a friend.
Heard it from a friend who.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Her name was Gloria, my first wife.
Oh.
I ended up smashing an electrician's radio with a hammer when I heard it.
Good. It seems like a good use of both your hammer and your time.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Right. This one's for you, Gloria. I'm pouring some out of my old E. And Ann Raven, what's that song that's 86th off your playlist because it just reminds you of your ex?
Two of them.
Go for it.
One of them is When Can I See You Again by Babyface. And All of Me by John Legend.
Oh, good songs. Now, Babyface is like, you know, Babyface, that was love-making music right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that first first couple Babyface albums, procreation rates went up, all right? That's all I'm saying. This was right in my wheelhouse.
When can I see you again? When can my heart beat again?
What happened with him? Why'd you guys break up?
There's a lot to it.
Oh, you cheated? Oh, that's too bad.
No cheating. We're just better off without each other.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't work, and that's hard. Like, when you want it to work, but you just don't have it anymore.
Right.
It's not there.
How about, so wait a minute. So was the Babyface and the John Legend both one relationship, or is John Legend another relationship?
Oh, John Legend was another relationship.
Because that's recent. I mean, that's there.
That song came out just as we were, like, breaking up, so that's why I remember that one.
Do you think that people stay in bad relationships sometimes just because a new song comes out, and it's so heartbreaking right at that moment?
Like it's a message sent to you,
right,
maybe.
Right,
I don't know.
Yes.
No, I think it's more like everyone's listening to it, but at that time in your life, it was your song, and
no.
Now it's bringing back all those raw feelings.
Silk Freak Me was, they were just saying, they were like, oh, she's off hanging out with somebody else. Dude, you're 12.
1-800-330-9999. What's the song that you can't listen to because it just reminds you of your ex? You know what it's like. You fall in love. And there's your song, the song that you have with that significant other, but then you break up. And whenever you hear that song, you die a little bit inside because you can never listen to it again because it reminds you of that person.
And everybody else still wants to love that song down the road. That's the worst. You get into a new relationship and they're like, I love this song when it comes on the radio and you're like,
oh, 1-800-330-9999. We want to know. What's the song that you can't listen to anymore because you're ex? It's Anna and Raven.
What is Love by Hathaway?
Oh.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Come on, man. That is club night, all right? I mean, that might have been your time together before, but you can rise up and be sexy again in a rayon suit, all right? Will Ferrell did it. He's done it just fine.
Try being with a girl for a year. Halloween party comes around, and she decides to do the nasty with a random guy at the party.
Oh, that's not... Yeah, that would ruin the song, I think.
Were you guys wearing one of those couples costumes?
No.
You
God,
weren't the
no.
back of the
I
horse or
not.
The front of the horse while this was going on, right?
I'm sorry.
You told me that I was your part, the other half of your unicorn.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
It's our favorite time of the week. Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this week.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
I saw a stat the other day, and it made me think of you, and I giggled. A majority of Americans say they're cheating on their partner with food. 71% of people say they sometimes secretly make unhealthy food choices behind their partner's back. And 55% have hidden food from their partner somewhere in the house. This is just like we were talking about last week when Raven eats all the stuff when you're not looking.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
And you know what, Anna, I saw you again this week being of no assistance to me feeding him chocolates.
Well, let's rephrase that. I wasn't feeding him chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
Like putting them in his mouth.
You were, sensually, as I was blindfolded. Most romantic experience for Valentine's Day came on a Tuesday from you fat shaming me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We were playing candy roulette. So, like, you know, you get those heart-shaped boxes. You don't even know what those candies are, and they all kind of taste like sugar and cardboard.
You know, I was thinking about it this morning, right? Yeah. You told me one was a different flavor. They all did kind of taste the same.
It's like Skittles. They're different colors, but they all taste exactly the same.
They say that about Fruit Loops.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, well, he was still eating chocolates in the middle of the day.
Shoved in my mouth.
Right.
I mean,
by me.
Right. If it had been non-fat soy something or whatever, salad. It could have been a salad bouquet. Right.
Right. Yeah. Salad roulette isn't the same much fun as candy box roulette. Starting Monday, we will not eat gross food anymore.
A salad roulette sounds like a romaine recall anyways.
Salad roulette sounds like the name of an 80s hair band.
I don't believe any of this.
Yeah.
I don't believe either one of you are going to eat properly while unsupervised.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
He's been good. It's been such a crazy busy week that, like, even if he did something terrible, I didn't even notice.
So yeah. For Valentine's Day, did he give you anything yet?
No. We're probably just going to go eat somewhere we already have a gift card for because we're on a budget.
Right.
I'm going away in 2 weeks, so... You know, we have to be adults and save money.
Sitting in a restaurant and dealing with other people on that day is kind of difficult. It takes a little bit of the romance out. Like, if we're going to go to a nice restaurant, we'd rather go when there's not 1,000 people and we're crammed up against the wall.
Yeah, that's just, you sound like a guy who doesn't know how to do romance.
I mean, these are your words you said to me yesterday at the dining room
table. I never said that.
It's a trick, Raven. You should be smarter than that. If people call here and they say things like that, you're like, you got to know what she really means. But when it comes to your own wife, you don't do it?
Well, I already bought the cow.
No, he has no idea what romance is.
Alicia, I had one of those girl meltdowns a few weeks ago with my husband where I'm like, you don't appreciate me. And it took me to get to that point for him to plan a date night for us. And he did. He got us like Broadway tickets. He brought me out to dinner in the city. I didn't know where I was going. He put in our calendar, take a nap and be ready by 3:30. That's all he wrote. And it was so exciting and fun. I feel like guys don't do that enough because they just take for granted that we've been married forever and this is just how it is.
Don't do it enough. They never do it.
Never. I was saying, we've been married 15 years.
I'm so excited for you. That just made me excited to hear your story. Like, that's so awesome.
I know. I didn't know where I was going. I can't remember the last time I was that happy. Mm. And you know what he told me at the end of the night? He hasn't heard me laugh like that in years. Crazy. When you put a little bit of effort in, what can happen, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Right?
So you'll get another one of those in, like, what, 10 years?
No. You know what, Alicia? I looked at next month. And he blocked out another Saturday, and he said date night.
Okay, I got to know what you did.
I know. I think
me.
I don't know. I think he's like, I said I want to do it once a month, and I think he's going to do it for real. We'll see.
Now, I wonder what the follow-up idea will be then.
Well, I hope it's like sit at a bar and just talk, because I'm into that too. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
You know, he's going to get a B, Anna. I'm on board with the whole do nothing big for Valentine's Day. So, you know, he's not going to fail for that.
I mean, instead of buying the romantic Broadway tickets, I made sure that her car had somewhere to park for girls' trip.
This is the stuff that makes me mental when my husband says this is the stuff that drives me crazy. It's like, that's because we're in a relationship and we love each other, you do those things. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't step out of your comfort zone and do something else every once in a while to show appreciation.
This has been a fun call.
Right.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
I love you because I love you.
I love you.
I love you, dude.
I love you, bro, Montana.
I love you, muchacha.
I love you, Tico Brohe.
Okay, let's continue here.
Last minute Valentine's Day gifts that you can get at the drugstore. How easy is that? Santa and Raven. Joining us, it's Courtney Davis. She's a stand-up comedian and self-proclaimed dating expert. Thanks for coming in again.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Valentine's Day, you know, it's a day of either giving to the one you love or just give presents to yourself. And I think the best way is just to go to the local drugstore. It's all you need in life.
Right. Yeah, they have the random things. Every battery. For every piece of equipment that you've ever, you know, just shoved in a drawer somewhere because you don't have
those
kind of batteries.
Which is especially good if you're alone.
Multiple flavors of combos. There's no other place you can go for that.
Multiple what?
Combos. The pretzels that are stuffed with cheeses. Those are good.
Whenever I go to the pharmacy and I have to drop off a prescription and they're like, okay, it's going to be like a 20-minute wait. I'm like, oh, the next thing I know, they're paging me because I've been stuck in the makeup aisle for a half hour.
You found like invisible tape. You found like mascara. That's purple. Yeah.
It's
that
the
you never
place where infomercials go to live.
All the things you see on TV are there.
That's right.
In the store. So let me tell you some of my favorite things at the drugstore. Spa day. Give yourself or your woman or your man 2 hours alone in the bathtub. Get like a lavender body scrub, bath salts, candles, some massage oils maybe. Give them a massage.
2 hours in the bathroom alone just sounds good. I might sleep on the rug.
I mean, what's more relaxing than that? You can also print photos at most of these drugstores. So just print a cute photo that you took on Instagram and put it in a frame that you can also get at the drugstore.
CVS. Everything is on my phone, and I very rarely print the pictures. And I hate that I don't have paper copies. And it would be such a nice surprise to like open up a little box. And
this
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
1984.
Wait, are these our kids? Oh, my gosh.
They're so beautiful.
Right. When you're gifted a photo now, you almost feel like that person invented photography.
Yes.
Look at this.
You can also get a Polaroid camera, which I think is kind of cool. You can get a lottery ticket and be like, oh, I already won the lotto when I met you.
You won 5 love coupons.
Yes. I feel like after you've been in a relationship for a long time, pickup lines that are cheesy, I like. That makes me feel good. You can also make your own handmade card from cardboard.
Oh, you don't say.
A doily, do you?
So a handmade card sounds romantic to you. Is that right, Courtney?
I love those.
Courtney.
Oh, so funny.
I mean, so does a Chanel bag, but yeah.
Oh.
Raven told me yesterday that he was going to go to a craft store and he was going to make a card for his wife.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I laughed at him. Not because I didn't think it was romantic.
Crying. She's nearly crying.
I can't.
Look at her. She's welling.
Right.
Huh?
But do you really think that Raven is capable of buying felt?
That's going to be so great.
You named felt, all right? Felt wasn't my go-to material.
Oh.
All right? Quality cardstocks, that's a good go-to material.
Oh, like the thick ones.
And several that's different special. Kinds. They're not going to be the same kind of paper,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and like markers. Yeah, she'll keep that forever.
Yeah, she doesn't know. Thank you, Courtney.
I can't. I'm waiting to see a picture of this card.
You're not going to get to see the inside. Find your own love affair.
Do you expect a gift?
No. I don't. I don't expect anything.
Is that because he's told you not to expect a gift or just because he's failed?
To be honest, we don't really do this. Like, I get stuffed animals for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like I do that. I get chocolate. It's like for everybody. I get him a card, but that's really
it. I think it's just as important that you show them you love them through gifts.
I'm going to go get him his bath bomb.
Well, for like $6 more or $10, let's say. $10. I suppose I could make you one for Paul or vice versa.
Can you make a card for me to give to Paul?
Right.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I'm going to have extra paper. There's no doubt about it. When I go make other one. There's no way I get it right the first time. So I have to buy like 4 times the amount of paper. There's no way I'm going to use it all.
Please make a card for me to give to Paul.
It will probably be small. Okay. Miniature.
Also, you can get cologne like Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. It smells delicious, and it's at the drugstore.
What do you think about guys that still wear Jacquard? Because I'm into it.
I don't know what Jacquard is.
What? Jacquard is a 90s cologne that I felt like every guy in America
wore. She's married to a multimillionaire. Yeah. There's no axe in her house either. All right?
Cool water cologne?
Oh, I think that's kind of hot, but no. Does your husband wear cool water?
No, I wish he did, though.
Right. There's something about being cheesy and weird. It's kind of hot.
Everything you can get at a drugstore. Courtney Davis, stand-up comedian. Thank you for joining us today.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Jordan and Rich, let's start with you. Rich, what's going on?
We've got a ski trip planned for this weekend. And, you know, originally we were just going to be the two of us. But my mom can't watch the kids. She's sick. And I still want to go. We already paid for it. We can still, like, have, like, a nice time just with the whole family. But she's not feeling it as much.
What's your problem, Jordan? It's not, you don't have another option at this point, right? So why wouldn't you just take the children and make the most of it for the weekend?
I need a break, guys. Like, I stay at home with the kids. This is supposed to be my time away. I actually love me. So one of us is always going to have to be with them. We're not going to be able to spend time together. And it's like, I just can't do it this weekend. I can't. I was counting on some time away from the kids. I love my kids, but I need a break.
But so your other option is to stay home with the kids. So what happens?
Right.
You're just going to forfeit it? Wouldn't you rather at least be away and having some fun versus just being at home with the kids like you do every other day?
Absolutely not. I would not. I'm going to be on a mountain having to watch a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. No way. I would rather be on my couch watching a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old and not on a mountain having to deal with all of that.
Well, what we can do is ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Jordan, that this is supposed to be your weekend, and it's unfortunate, you know, mother-in-law had to cancel, but you'd rather stay home and be in routine than have to drag 2 young children up to a mountain and babysit them up there. But they may see your side too, Rich. They, you know, it's already paid for. You're going to forfeit the money. Just go and make the most of it. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I'm open to it.
Great. Call or text your answer. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It really is so disappointing. Jordan and Rich were all excited to have a Valentine's Day weekend away. They were going to go up to Vermont and go skiing. Now, here's the thing. They have a 4- and a 6-year-old. And Rich's mom called last night when she was supposed to come. She's like, I am just so sick. I can't watch the kids. Now what?
Yeah. Well, Lisa wants to stay home. She thinks to herself, it's going to be so much easier for us to go ahead and just watch these kids here at home. But Jordan says, you know what? We paid for the trip. Let's go. Family adventure. Let's have fun.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. They already spent the money. And I feel like if they already planned this trip and they need a break, why not take advantage of it? You only live once.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard to travel with kids, especially at, like, on a mountain where they're kind of going to be refined. But what's the alternative? Staying home like you do every other day? At least go have an adventure.
I mean, but you heard her reasoning is that it's just easier. Everybody else's adventure is more work for her.
I mean, thanks that is true. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Jordan and Rich had long planned to be away for President's Day weekend. Valentine's Day, they were going to go up to Vermont, go skiing for the weekend. Except Rich's mom called last night. She was supposed to come over to watch the 4 and 6-year-old, and she is sick and can't come.
Because of this, Jordan wants to stay home. She thinks it's just easier for her to watch the kids at home. It's going to be more relaxing. She doesn't want to worry about two small children on a mountain. Rich says, we can't get the refund. Let's go.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm on the wife's side. It's really hard being a mother, and she works really hard at home, and I think they should find another babysitter, or I'll babysit them.
Oh, that's nice of
you. This guy's already got Valentine's Day sewn up. He said all the right things, and it's not even 8 a.m. yet. Good job, sir.
Yeah.
It's all up to you.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I believe with the husband. I think they should go. I think the most resorts have babysitting services that if they want to get away for a few hours, they could probably have a babysitter stay with the kids. But I think to forfeit the money and disappoint your husband, it's foolish even for herself. I think she's being stubborn. She's cutting off her nose to spite her face.
That's another thing I like. Cut off your nose to, what is it? To save your face? How does that go?
To spite your face.
To spite your face.
How is it that you are not familiar with the most common phrases across the world?
Anne on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Most every ski mountain I know has a ski school. So you put the kids in the ski school, you guys go and ski. They have fun. They do some stuff out in the snow. The kids will learn how to ski, which the parents seem to like. So it's kind of a win-win. But sitting home on the couch is just a pity party.
Although I got to say, though, I'm sure for this for the President's Day weekend, all those schools are booked up by now.
It's going to be packed up there.
Yeah.
And it's a lot for a mom to watch. If it's first times, maybe she's nervous with the kids up there trying it for the first time. You can get hurt. I think it's easy for one thing for us to address is everybody on the phone wants to go on a ski trip this weekend.
Yep.
They're all thinking, that sounds like a great idea.
I'll take your room.
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rich, our audience agreed with you. Jordan, it's going to be a loss anyway. Pack up the kids, go make the most out of it. Who knows? You might have a lot of fun. And 4 and 6 is not too young to maybe get them in ski school or try to get them to try. And there's tubing. There's things you can do.
Okay. You know what? You guys are right. And I mean, I'm really going to go kicking, fighting, but we're going to do what the audience says. And we'll just slap them on some mini baby skis and get them some lessons.
Rich, you must be happy about that?
I mean, I'm ecstatic. Yeah, I think people who are working throughout the week know you don't get to see your kids. It's not like the preference, but I think it's going to be awesome. We're going to get our money's worth and have like a family vacation. It's perfect.
All right, great. If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Challenge Raven in pop culture trivia. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Michelle.
All right. All about love today on Valentine's Day. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Raven's out the hall. He can't hear us. It's a big old studio door has closed. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, $100 to Duncan. You ready?
I'm ready.
New York's favorite romantic comedy, according to research, is When Harry Met Sally. Connecticut's is Pretty Woman. But New Jersey's is an Oscar-winning 2012 movie starring Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. What movie is that?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Number 2, according to Billboard, the number one love song of all time is Endless Love by Diana Ross and this man, who is an American Idol judge.
Lionel Richie.
Number 3, a new Netflix reality dating show is set launch called Love is Blind. Couples date without ever seeing each other. And it's hosted by Vanessa and Nick Lachey. Who was Nick's first wife?
Jessica Simpson.
Number 4, one of the top movie catchphrases of all time is, here's looking at you, kid, and we'll always have Paris. What famous love movie is that from?
Casablanca.
And number 5, there's a 33% spike in online dating 2 weeks before Valentine's Day. What was the first dating app that allows only women to make the first move?
Match.com. I don't know.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. You did great, Michelle.
Raven! Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yo.
Michelle did awesome. She got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Let's see how I do.
Number 1, New York's favorite romantic comedy, according to research, is When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
Connecticut's Pretty Woman. But New Jersey's is an Oscar-winning 2012 film starring Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. What movie is that?
Silver Linings Playbook, of course.
I love
Eagles,
that movie.
Go Eagles.
I love that movie.
Even though, you know, with Jersey, you would think that they would pick somebody that didn't like the Eagles. But that is a sweet movie. It's a really good movie.
Number 2, according to Billboard, the number 1 love song of all time is Endless Love by Diana Ross and this man,
good
who
choice.
Is an American Idol judge.
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie is correct.
Sophie's dad.
And number three, Sophie's dad. A new Netflix reality dating show is set to launch called Love is Blind. Couples date without ever seeing each other. And it's hosted by Vanessa and Nick Lachey. Who was Nick's first wife?
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, don't you think Nick, after what happened with the Newlyweds, would probably stay away from reality anything kind of shows?
I think Nick Lachey is just one of those guys. He's just a nice guy, and he's game for whatever.
I'm right in the middle of the book right now, Jessica Simpson's new book, and I'm right at the point where she's leaving him. So I can't wait to go home and see how he reacts to it.
Have you been seeing the back and forth between, who gave a baby gift and didn't between Vanessa and like...
I didn't get there yet. Don't spoil it. I didn't get there yet.
The women around him are all really wound up, and he seems like the most relaxed dude ever.
Number four, one of the top movie catchphrases of all time is, here's looking at you, kid, and we'll always have Paris. What famous love movie is that from?
It's got to be Casablanca.
Yeah, you guys are tied at four. Number five.
Loretta's favorite movie.
There's a 33% spike in online dating 2 weeks before Valentine's Day. What was the first dating app that allows only women to make the first move?
It's not Tinder. It's, is it Bumble?
Yeah. How did you guess that?
I've been on many women's dating sites. 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
That didn't exist back then.
I don't know. Speaking for a friend.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm sorry, Michelle.
Seems sexist to me. That's why, and I remembered it because of that.
All right. He beat you 5-4 this morning, but you do get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Michelle. I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much. Hold on the line. I'm going to get your info, okay?
Better luck next time. You know, she was really close, but she bumbled one of the answers.
I see. I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. All right. Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today. We'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions. Does anybody write love poems anymore unless you're an actual poet? Remember you used to get love poems, like somebody would write you a love poem and you would read it and you would cherish it and hold on to it forever, handwritten?
I mean, did you get a lot of love poems in your life? Paul doesn't strike me as a love poem writer.
No, but I remember being like middle school and
everybody wrote a love poem back then when they kicked that football note over your shoulder to see whether or not you like them more than a friend, circle one.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how time changes, right? Because I feel like back in the day, Shakespearean, medieval, kings and queens and that type of stuff, poets had a good standing in public, life, right? I mean, if you were a poet, you were an artist. You were a master of sorts of words. Nowadays, if you're a poet, you're unemployed.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's Anna and Raven.
What poet is famous and making a bunch of bucks?
Well, rappers are technically poets.
Don't you even.
We asked a group of fifth graders to write us love poems. We wanted to hear what they would come up with. Old school love poems. And this is what we got.
Rose are red, violet apple, you make the world better by just being you.
Aww, it's nice. That's sweet.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's plagiarism, but it's nice.
Why is it plagiarism?
I mean, I've heard that the other parts, they sound pretty similar.
Mm.
Remember when
Roses are red.
What were you saying?
Remember when Vanilla Ice came out with that song and he was like, it's not din 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 din, it's din 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 din.
I don't know what you're talking
about. And then he didn't want to pay Queen.
I want to go back to the kids.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I love video games, do you?
That's nice. It's a question.
It's inquisitive. Yeah.
I find it interesting that every single child we asked to write us a poem all started with roses are red, violets are blue.
I feel like they didn't have a lot of time.
Right.
All right. The teacher was like, here you go. Here's today's assignment. It's due in 5 minutes.
Mm. Roses are red, violets are blue. Everyone is funny, all except you.
Oh.
I mean, that's not going to get you very far.
Oh, maybe she's right.
If
you ain't funny, you ain't got a ride on this train.
If it's one of them third grade things where you're going to pull on the other person's hair to show them that you like them, then I guess that's that.
Yeah. She took it a step further. Ready?
Okay.
We're out on a date and you said the best gender is men. I tell you back. I hope I never see you again.
Boom. Get out of here.
I mean, I'm going to need that repeated. What?
We're out on a date and you said the best gender is men. I tell you back, I hope I never see you again.
If you come out to dinner and you start telling me that men are better than women, get out of here because I ain't got time for that, she said. She said, get out of there with that nonsense.
This is fifth grade.
Right.
These people are awfully woke.
She represents.
All right. It seems like a lot for fifth grade.
No, I'm into it. I'm with you, girl.
Roses will never be red. Violets will never be blue. You'll never love me the same as much as I do.
Wait a minute.
Wait. If Rosa never... Hold on. Again. Hold on.
They're never going to be red.
This is like an English class.
They're never going to be red. They're never going to be blue.
And he's never going to love...
You're never going to love me as much as I love you.
Oh, she's got self-love. 2020 is all about self-love. I've seen that on the cover of 14 magazines.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. How about one more?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Your phone is smart. Why aren't you?
That was a good one. That one I kind of liked. That one I liked.
We asked a group of fifth graders to write us love poems because we feel like nobody writes love poems anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
So we're going to get to some more coming up next. But Raven, I have a challenge for you. You have about 7-8 minutes. I want you to write a love poem that you'll recite coming up. And it has to rhyme because everybody knows that good love poems have to rhyme. You can do it. I have faith in you. You can do it. Nobody writes love poems anymore like they used to. Remember, you used to write, handwrite love poems and you would give it to a boy or a girl you had a crush on back in the day. You never did that?
I mean, not full-blown love poems, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, back in the day, the poet, he had a certain regalness with them. And nowadays, the poet is, he's on a park bench asleep. Get out of here, poet. Move on.
Santa and Raven.
This ain't no poet sanctuary.
It's like every person, like every generation has their own love poems. Back in the day, there was actual handwritten love poems. And then the mixtapes. Remember the mixtapes? We would get the mixtapes.
Right, the cassette. You would put all the favorite love songs on there. Okay, that's good.
Right.
I thought you were going to tell me that mumble rap is actually poetry.
Mumble rap is not poetry. Everybody knows that.
Thank you very much, Tupac.
Okay. But we asked a bunch of fifth graders to write us old school poems. And this is what they came up with.
Black Panther is dead, Iron Man is too, Thanos snapped, and they all went poof.
I don't understand what he's saying. Hold on.
It's an Infinity War Avengers reference.
Again.
Black Panther is dead, Iron Man is too, Thanos snapped, and they all went poof.
Mm-hmm. What is happening here?
It's in between the first one and the second one, too, because Black Panther comes back. I mean, we all know. Spoiler alert. They all come back. Everything works out in the end.
So, wait. Okay. Well,
except for Thanos. Doesn't work out for him. And
I don't really think
all.
It's that romantic.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it depends on what your vision of eternal love could be.
Okay.
Or should be.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I love my family and you shall love them too.
We love our family or her family?
Clearly the most positive message we've had so far this morning.
But hold on. But we supposed to love her family or our family?
No, you should love your family.
Oh.
She loves her family.
Yeah.
You should love your family.
I agree. Yes.
Good instruction.
Yep.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I love Disney Plus more than I love you.
Fair. I mean, I'm a fan of Disney
Plus. Like the new streaming service,
huh? It's really good.
Is it glitchy at all?
No, it's great.
How's the app? Is it clean? Is it good?
I don't watch on the app. I watch on, like, the TV, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, but the app is on your TV, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know how that works.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I love to dance, but can you?
Would you break up with somebody if they were a bad dancer?
No. No.
No? That's not a deal breaker for you?
If they were shockingly bad and you found yourself in a lot of dancing situations, then I guess, you know, at different times in my life, I guess middle school, 3 weeks to prom, then you'd have to consider these things. But overall, I would say no.
Yeah, my husband has the old man shuffle, and I'm okay with it.
That's all I can do at this point.
Yeah.
If my wife hasn't broken up with me, how could I pass judgment on somebody else?
When I look at you, I feel a little cringe, but I know in the inside you are really the Grinch.
Does Grinch and cringe actually rhyme?
Hard on the outside, good on the inside.
Okay.
And it's all about dialogue and pronunciation here.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I love my life, just not with you.
Oh, Lizzo album.
Oh.
Love yourself. I look good in this gold bikini.
All right, I'm ready for your poem. Raven was given the task to write his own love poem. Let's go.
I want to hold you, but I'm afraid you'll melt. I could caress you, love you, ingest you. Give all my best to you. On this Valentine's Day, I just thought you should know how I felt.
Are you caressing a bag of M&Ms while you're reading
that? I mean,
that?
You brought them here. It's really not my fault. I can't be judged on how many peanut M&Ms I eat this morning and how much I love them.
That poem didn't even start with roses are red and violets are blue.
Because it's not supposed to, because I'm original. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.